welcome to Hot Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction and haunted entertainment industry. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And it's that time of year here in New Orleans for us. We're sitting around, well, not sitting around at all, actually. We're doing quite the opposite. Running around like chickens with their heads cut off, building slam walls, things to swing from ceilings, and just generally being haunters.
Yeah.
I love going to Home Depot and asking what the best material is for this random project we're doing. We get the best looks. But since it is that time of year, old friend of the show, bringing him back to talk about some of the projects he's working on.
Yes.
He is not building a haunt and rubbing in her face before we go live. So he's going to talk about what's stressing him out right now in retribution. Japes. This is everyone. This is Japes Palace. He's been on the show multiple times before. You can even say his name without thinking about it. Japes, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Good. Glad to be back on with y'all.
Glad to have you back. It's always wonderful to have you on the show and such great advice and such great thoughts. But today we're here to talk about you.
Wow. This is nice.
And I know you've never talked about you, but we're gonna try this and see how it goes. We can always remove the episode later if it doesn't work. No pressure.
Yeah, right. Oof. Now, this is going to be epic. I've got so much to talk about me. You'll love it.
You have got a lot going on, including some very cool projects we've been following on Facebook.
Right.
And so I guess we should start with the new group you started.
Yeah. So Freelance Haunters. This was an idea. I guess I've been trying to figure out how I can have an impact without committing 100% to a haunt, because I just can't do that at this point in my life right now. Right. So one of the haunts in the area was doing an off-season show a couple weeks ago, and at the last minute, they were sending out messages through various groups looking for actors. And it kind of clicked that as far as I know of, there's not really a good place to connect with actors.
Right.
I kind of looked through a bunch of the Facebook groups that I'm on, and I was like, none of them really fit that. None of them really fit that. What is it? Haunters Hangout?
Yeah,
it's a big one, yeah. It's probably the most active group, but I feel like it's so much aimed at home haunters, and it's a lot of people showing off the cool props and stuff that they're building.
And it's got a lot of pro haunters, too, but yeah, it's basically pro and home haunters showing all props.
Right.
Right.
Mind you, great inspiration, great group, definitely join it, but...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it's I look at it constantly. I don't contribute a lot because I'm not building a haunt, but I do like to see what's going on, and there are some amazing things out there that are being built. I've always made my focus on actors. So I thought, we need a group where actors can connect. Around this time of year, I start getting calls from actors who've worked with me in the past and they know I've been in this business for a really long time. So I know a lot of people and they're always asking, what's the best haunt to, where should I work? Who should I check out? I'm sure you all get it, and pretty much all haunters get it. This is when our friends start calling for recommendations also, like, what haunts do we check out? Right. I said, instead of everybody having to contact me, let's just make a central hub for haunts to connect with actors. So I sent out a request to, the Svenpuss folks and a bunch of other traveling actors who I know are much much more established traveling actors than I am, and kind of bounce some ideas off of them, and everybody said, yeah, this sounds like a great idea. So I said, all right, well, let's get it running live. So far I think we've got about 100. Oh geez, I should have checked that number before we came on. I'll check.
Don't worry. I see your preparation skills are as good as ours.
Oh yeah, no, it's excellent. No, we're at 150. We're at 150 members right now, and you know, a handful of them are pretty active so far. And I, admittedly, have not been pushing it as much as I should yet. But regardless, it is an opportunity for people to connect.
Right.
And one thing I liked about it, the one thing I liked about Facebook groups and Facebook pages and so forth is they're so quick to set up.
Right.
You don't have to get a domain on to set up a website or to promote the website. You've got both the website, quote unquote, and the promotion built in because it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
There are, there are a lot of limitations to Facebook, but there's a lot of awesome about it too.
Right.
Right. And I mean, to be honest, I don't think that I go to any websites besides Facebook, you know, like it's got, I can connect with everybody that I need to connect with. I can see what's going on in the world. You know, I obviously check. I'm not saying that I get my news from Facebook. Don't, I'm not one of
them. you're the problem.
Exactly. But no, but like, you know, when I'm planning on going to haunts and stuff, I may pop into their website just because I can, you know, I can buy the tickets through there or I can get more information. But generally, I can find it on Facebook. And, you know, you kind of have your group of friends already established. You know, I've got a lot of friends, a lot of people I've worked with in haunts I'm already friends with. So it's easy to kind of add members that I know would be a good fit for this. Yeah, the easy setup is definitely the reason that I use it as much as I do.
Right.
So this is a group, in my understanding, is a place to connect actors and haunts that might need them. And this is going to be a year-round thing from what you just indicated earlier.
Absolutely, yeah.
So if you have that off-season show and you can't get your actors out.
Right, exactly.
Know, or that flashlight night in like November 5th or whatever. When is the weekend in November? I don't know. I should probably look at a calendar.
Or if a haunted attraction conference comes to your area, then you want to fill extra actors, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, anytime you're open,
there are no conferences in the haunted attraction community. We discuss this every episode.
Yeah.
No, Crystal, I think you bring up a really good idea, and I didn't even think of that, but, you know, I know. When Transworld used to come to Chicago, I worked for the Billy Bob Teeth Company, and you know, we were always looking for, you know, I would always bring in, excuse me, a friend or two to demo stuff, to you know, to wear costumes and to wear teeth and stuff. So even this could even be a good opportunity for vendors when they're doing a show to find, you know, solid actors to work to promote their stuff at the conference.
Yeah, good idea. That's good.
Which I hadn't thought of, so I'm glad you brought that up. Good thinking.
That's the reason we keep her around. She is the brains of the outfit. But yeah, I like this, and this is sort of an extension of something you'd been discussing previously about needing like a almost like a temp service for roaming actors.
Yeah,
a centralized place, because you do have people like yourself and Zvenpuss and so forth that do this roaming actor thing and do it very well, but it can be very hard to connect with haunts, especially this time of year when everyone in the haunt community is running around with their head on fire.
Right.
Like, I'm pretty sure this episode will have like zero listens until November 1st. then it's going to be, oh, got to get caught up on Haunt Weekly.
And they're all going to say, oh man, there was a place I could have gotten actors.
Yeah, exactly. You should have had us playing in the background while you're building your haunt.
Well, I have heard from many people that that's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
But
which is actually how I price you. Now we're in your haunts.
I think this is a good opportunity. And you know, there's the fact is there's a lot of people, I think there's kind of, I don't know, a couple of schools of thought about how to be a haunt actor. And there's some people that, you know, are very like jealous haunters. Like if you even look at another haunt, if I work for a haunt and I even look at another haunt, then all of a sudden I'm unfaithful and I'm not a good, you know, I'm not part of the team. I'm not part of the family. And I just have always wanted actors to have the freedom to to travel around and check out different shows. And I don't travel, you know, I've never been a person who travels very far. I did my second year of haunting. I was in New Orleans. I was in Arizona. I was all over the place. But since then, you know, I've pretty much just been in Illinois, but I've worked at a lot of the haunts in Illinois, and it's nice to get a different flavor to try out different things. Every haunt has their own thing that makes them special, which means that you get to do a different type of acting or a different type of character at each haunt that you visit. So I don't want to promote people being faithless, but at the same time, like, have fun. You know, we're not doing this for the money. So yeah, just go out there and check things out.
The other thing is that if you go to other haunts and you see, you know, you're going to get inspired by what their actors are doing and how you may see a new scare that you've never seen or a different, hear something different that you've never heard. And
yeah,
you don't get that if you're in your bubble.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. We joke about being an incestuous community, but we're also pretty insular sometimes. Mm-hmm. And my thing about actors leaving and going is like, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And that's, we've had actors do it both ways. Sure. And when they do it the right way, they're always welcome back. Like we had one guy who left us to work at the mortuary because they were paying and like, yeah, dude, make your money, get out of here, go naff off. We'll find someone. But yeah, we've had actors do it the wrong way where they just don't show up. And then, you know, you want to punch in faces.
Right. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with telling a haunt when you come in, hey, I would like to work with you, but I'm also going to be working over here. And some people are nervous. Some people are nervous about that. Like owners will be nervous about that. Oh, they're going to share our secrets, blah, blah, blah. I don't know where I've been hearing this for years. I don't know why people think they have secrets, but
we have no secrets.
Yeah. Once your doors are open, folks, there are no secrets.
No.
Anybody can walk through and see what you're going to do. And if it's like 2 weeks before build and you're making this really amazing room, even if somebody from another haunt comes and sees it, they're not going to be able to whip it up in two weeks. No. So it's cool. Relax.
Unless you are filling your haunt with fear gas, then you might have a secret. But I think outside of that, there's no secrets in this industry. And because that's one of the things we always talk about is leaving everything, you know, in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving everything where it can be seen, putting every dollar, every item, putting it out there. So yeah, there's no secrets. If it's public, it's public. You're right.
Yeah.
And I don't get that either. It's we always draw inspiration from other haunts and from other things we've seen. It's perfectly fine. It's how this industry grows and learns and improves.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'd be all stuck doing JC haunts.
But we have some good JC haunts out here. I'm not going to let you take a shot at them.
Let me rephrase. We're doing 1970s JC haunts.
Okay. All right. Now I'm hearing you. Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, I forget that the JC still do haunts because they stopped doing them in the Southeast mostly.
We've had some really good JC's haunts here. I actually used to volunteer at one once a year just because I wanted to check out their show. They were open on like an odd. They were always open on this one odd day. So I was like, yeah, I'll go in there. And I thought they had some really creative ideas and not, you know, obviously not the same budget as a lot of these monsters that are out there now. But they had a lot of creative ideas and they did.
Yeah, about to say, lack of budget forces creativity. Trust me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Now with this group, what are some of the challenges you think there are? You mentioned that, you know, haunts tend to be kind of suspicious of roaming actors and so forth. But other challenges to consider.
You know, I don't know if it's I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what it is. But right now we're kind of having a hard time getting the haunts involved, getting the, you know, and I added a bunch of owners to the group. But I also know most of the owners don't want to be bothered with this. That's not their focus. They have an actor manager. They have somebody in charge of the actors. So I've kind of reached out to people and said, leave the group, but send us your actor manager. Use this as a spot where they can recruit. Because I understand, if you're the owner, you're running a million different directions right now. But the actor manager, right now, this is what every actor manager should be focused and freaking out about right now is, how do I get more people? And the other thing, well, That's been the main thing, honestly, is just getting them more involved. I think the haunters are kind of sitting, the actors are kind of sitting there waiting to hear what's going on. But the owners have been a little bit less involved, or the management has been a little less involved.
Right. Is there a directory of actor managers somewhere that you can reach out directly to them?
I wish. No, nothing that I know of. It's, you know, and like I know people in Chicago. I know who's in charge of the actors and most in a lot of the places in Chicago. But once it gets outside of Chicago, I don't know anything. Part of the reason that I added like Katie Lane and Amanda Revenge and Tater early, you know, I added them early in the game is, you know, they're three of the most established traveling actors and they know people, right. They know people everywhere. You know, so they're good contacts to have to make connections. And Dusty Morton is also in the group and she, right. I think she might know everybody. In the world, everybody.
Yeah.
She's one of those people. So I think, I'm hoping people like that can help me out with like, you know, who's over in Ohio, you know, who's over in Pennsylvania, you know, and eventually we'll start to get connections with people that can help us connect actors no matter where they're at. That's my hope.
Yeah.
I've tried to come up with a clever way and, you know, if anybody has ideas, I'd love it. If we could somehow categorize people within the group as either managers or
actors. I tag them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know of any way really to do that.
I know how to do it on Reddit. Mm-hmm. There's a way to add flair on Reddit because that's what you're looking at doing, but I don't know of one on Facebook.
Okay.
I'll have to look that one up off mic, but yeah, no, yeah, that would be a really, really helpful idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love this idea because every haunt, large and small, has had trouble recruiting actors,
yep.
Has had issues trying to get people, and it's always rough. And it's like you said, there's this real problem where there's a lot of really talented actors, and I'm seeing it here in New Orleans. Our group of friends includes, of course, many haunt actors. And they're sitting around wondering what haunt they're going to work at. Meanwhile, we have one haunt that just opened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we should already know. And I think maybe one of the challenges this group may have this season is even though you started it early, it was late in terms of thinking of their haunt actor recruitment.
Yeah, there was a lot of empty spots.
Yeah, and that was something I've noticed. It's like one of the haunts locally is doing one of the worst things I've ever seen for actor recruitment. They apparently threw a lot of money into a Facebook ad, which okay, that's by itself not a bad idea. But the ad is a photo with a text line saying, you know, come work at the haunt, contact us for tryout dates.
Hmm.
That's all it says.
Okay. Does it link to their page at least?
Nope. It is from their page, so you can go to the page there.
Okay.
But yeah, it doesn't like have any direct links in the ad at all. And it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
The marketer in me cringes.
You know, and it's funny too. The other thing that I don't like about that is they're saying contact us for a tryout. And what I found is a lot of haunt actors don't like the word tryout or audition. Because generally speaking, the great majority of haunt actors are not actually actors. Like they don't audition. They don't do tryouts. So they don't necessarily know what that means. Go ahead.
And it also is putting yourself out there in a way. It's putting yourself at risk of rejection.
Right, exactly. There's a potential rejection, which is, you know, not why most people get into haunting.
Yeah.
We usually get into haunting because we've been rejected.
Exactly.
So what would be a better term for haunts to use then? Come show us what you got?
We just do actor
training. Do a meetup?
Just do come on down for actor training. Because,
right.
Like... I don't think that I have ever seen somebody during actor training where I was like, wow, this person is so bad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hire them this year. You know,
right.
It's very, I don't think that I've ever done that.
gotcha.
And you know, part of my mentality is always this, it's this coaching mentality. It's how do we help people to become better? Right. And it's not until we've provided people with opportunities to grow that I'm comfortable saying, all right, I got to let you go. If we've come to you and we've given you strategies to help you become a better actor and you're not implementing those, or we've come to you and said, hey, some of your personal decisions around here are having effects on other people. We need you to, you know, here's how you can hone that in. If people aren't making those changes, then it's easy for me to say, you know what? Okay. You got to go. But from the day you walk in, you need to get some training. Of course you suck at it when you first walk in the door.
Yeah.
You've never done this before. So, you know, and I think even people who are seasoned people who've worked in haunts, if they've never had to audition for a haunt, when you add that piece to it, it makes them very nervous. We witnessed it that firsthand when we went from the asylum to Great American Nightmare, and we said, there's going to be auditions. And some of our, you know, most, some of the people are veteran people who had worked for Asylum for years and who were talented, very good actors, people that we absolutely 100% wanted on the team.
Regardless. And would have breezed through any auditions.
Yeah. I mean, but we had to kind of go through that process, but all of them were very nervous. You know, I had people coming up to me or coming up to the team leads and, you know, what is this going to be like? You know, what's going to happen here? Because they don't do that. I've never done it. I've been acting in haunted houses for 16 years and I've never had to audition for anything because I don't do theater. I don't do like real acting. I do haunt acting. So
yeah. Right.
I could see where that's nerve wracking. So I think being careful about your verbiage when you're recruiting people,
Agreed.
And just letting them know, like, if you walk through the door, you're going to work here. You know,
yeah.
That's pretty much the way it is.
If you're a warm body, you can do something and you're teachable. And you're not going to bring like drugs or drama into the house. You're fine.
Right. Well, and my training always starts with professionalism. That's the very first thing every single time. So exactly what you're talking about. You're, no drugs, no drama, you know, save the drama for your mama is, you know, one of our core values. You know, respecting other people regardless of their beliefs or their, you know, gender, sexual preference, race, whatever, like that's something that we establish very, very quick. And if you're not somebody that can get in line with that, then it's easy to say, all right, then we don't need you here. Like you said, a lot of the people that get into haunts have been, you know, the freaks, the weirdos, kind of the people pushed out. Although I feel like that's changed in the past, maybe five years or so, where we're getting a lot of people where I just would never expect that they would work in a haunt. But regardless, we want people to feel included because we're doing it for fun. We're not doing it for money. So if people aren't happy and feeling comfortable, why are they going to come back?
Oh, yeah,
that's a good point. So regarding the group though, what's the name of the group and where can they find it on Facebook?
Freelance Haunters. Is this the first time that we've said the name of the
I think
group?
It is. I'm going to put the link in the show notes anyways. I think
I think we mentioned it.
No, you did mention it.
Okay, but still,
good wrap up though, because we want to make sure people know, and I'll put it in the show notes too, I promise.
Yeah, Freelance Haunters. You know, again, the idea is to connect actors with haunts. People that don't necessarily want to commit to entire season or might be traveling. This is a good place to connect with other people. The other thing is, again, there's people like, you know, again, I'll mention Amanda Revenge again, because she, you know, she and Katie Lane also, both of them, you know, they provide training and stuff as well. So when you bring them in to do guest acting, a lot of times they offer other services. They're, you know, I'm the same way. If you want me to come in, I can offer other services as well. So I know there's a bunch of people out there like that offer extra services. So this can also be an opportunity for people to let haunts know that, hey, I can do this.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. One question, since actors are going to be talking on here about which haunts are best to work at, what about implementing eventually a rating system or a definitely don't work there system because of the environment that they provide.
So it's funny that you bring that up, because it's absolutely something that I was considering. Part of me wants to look out for the haunts.
Right.
And I know that, like, I know that the haunts aren't going to want to be a part of the group if they're being bashed, you know, if they're being attacked.
Well, yeah. Haunts don't want auditions either.
But on the other hand, I feel like we need to be able to be honest and open about this. I would never, if somebody called me personally and said, hey, you know, what's a good place to work at in Chicago? I'm not going to steer them towards the ones that I know are toxic or, you know, have issues.
Exactly.
I'm going to steer them towards the ones that I know are running the most smoothly and are treating people with the most respect. So I think it is important to be able to have that. So I know a lot of, right. A lot of people, you know, and I also don't want it to turn into a, like, you know, just people complaining and sitting there bashing.
Right.
I don't want that negativity, but I kind of would like an opportunity for haunts to understand what they're doing wrong with actor management.
Maybe have the ratings reset every year, so you only get last season's ratings.
Or have like a little, I'm thinking about a BBB rating, Better Business Bureau rating.
Yeah, they can address the complaints and work them out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But something smaller. So this is a good haunt to work at. Maybe not necessarily put a list of the haunts that are not work at, handle that in private chat, mm-hmm. but a list of this is a great haunt to work at. This is why we like working here. And then haunts are going to want to get on that list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Focusing on the positives instead of the negatives.
Yeah. That's a good idea. See, this is why we keep Crystal.
Yes.
The thing is there, I'm the type of person that I like feedback, and I can't stand when everybody around me tells me that everything I'm doing is right. You know, yeah. Oh yeah, you're running things perfectly. Oh, it's everything is going great. Like, I really need that feedback of, well, what am I missing? Cause I'm always missing something. I'm not perfect. None of us are. but I am the type of person that's open to that feedback. A lot of people don't like that type of feedback.
Yeah, you've got to have a thick skin to be able to take constructive criticism.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want that feedback as a manager, and I don't want it after. So many times I'll find out things that were going on in the haunted house, like I'll find it out like 2 months after the haunt is closed, and it's like, guys, why did nobody come to me with this during the time when I could have fixed it? I can't do anything about it now. It's 2 months later. Like, there's nothing I can do. But if you had come to me during the season, I could have made corrections to that, whatever it was. We only have, you know, a month. We only have, you know, a little over a month to get everything tuned up. So sometimes I know that I'm going to do things that you're not going to like, but it's like, you know what? We had to make this decision fast, and that's what we're doing. But other times there are situations that can be handled with some good communication and some good feedback. And I know people are nervous to do that, you know, especially if you're in a management role. Nobody wants to tell the manager they're doing something wrong. But this is a good opportunity. My big thing about, like, if you're going to, kind of like you were saying, the voting or the polling to say what's the best, I think I would stay away from that, because that could be anonymous. I would rather here were my complaints with working at this place.
Yeah.
Because then the haunts can look at it and say, is this accurate? You know, what can we do to change it?
And yeah, I'm kind of against rating systems broadly, mm-hmm. because what you consider a 3-star experience might be a 5 for me. You know, mm-hmm. and it's one of those things where we're all looking for different things. I'd rather you communicate what the experience is like to see if it's something I would enjoy and something I'd want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's much more useful.
Yes.
But yeah, the group sounds really, really good and really interesting. I'm hoping great success. Even if it doesn't have great deal success this year, I think next year it could be potentially very, very big. A year to grow, a year to percolate, a year to get those actor managers in.
Right.
Potentially good things for this group. I think this is a great idea, and whose time not just came, it came like 5-10 years ago maybe, and then came back again.
Yeah, well, I have to also give a little bit of recognition as well. There was a guy I used to work with at Dream Reapers back many, many years ago named Steve Verdino. And Steve created a website called Haunted Connection. And essentially that he was trying to create the same type of database of actors. The problem was he created it right around the time that social media started getting really popular. So MySpace and MySpace kind of
world.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm sure it's on Wikipedia, kids. MySpace kind of pushed that out because people were able to connect directly. They didn't have to go to a website to post a profile. It was more, people could connect directly. So, he had this idea, like I said, probably close to 10 years ago now. And so, the idea has kind of been sitting dormant in my brain from him. And I think, seeing that post recently for the haunted house looking for people brought it out. So I do have to give credit where it's due.
Yeah. Well, I've got a few people I've been meaning to add to it or recommend it to. So I'm going to do that after we get off the podcast. But yeah, moving on, you have another project which you seem to be running around dealing with. A haunt tour.
Yeah.
Tell us about this. I've been following the Facebook post. I am super curious about this.
So I'm really hoping that people listen to this episode before the season because, we'd love them to join. We'd love for people to join us on the bus tour.
It's going live tomorrow, dude. So Doing all we can.
So this is an idea that I've had for a really long time to do a bus tour that would take people to visit different haunted houses. And then, you could drink on the bus and just hang out and have fun. I've kind of thought about like, since my character's Brewster Bonesaw, it'll be the Bruise Cruise and, I'll act and I'll keep people entertained and whatever. And I've tried to partner with a local bar here, who's really kind of horror themed.
Cool.
And, I've tried to partner with them and it's just never worked out. And last year, this guy, Terry Mannix, who's a makeup artist, he's a freelance makeup artist. He's on the Freelance Haunters page. and actually, he's one of the faces of Massacre Haunted House right now. It turned out he's been organizing a bus tour for several years for the hospital that he works for. So it's people, it's like a work, work outing that he puts together. So he talked to me about having me come in and act. And, so last year we did the first Lost Souls bus tour. I provided entertainment. Terry works for, he doesn't work for, but he does like toy shows. Mm-hmm. So he gets all sorts of swag and stuff. We reached out to a bunch of the three haunts that we were going to. Last year's tour we did, it was Hell's Gate, Midnight Terror, and someplace else. What was the other haunt?
Oh, that's a very interesting name for a haunt. Someplace else.
Yeah. Where did we go? Well, it was, it's actually, I'm sorry. It was the reason I can't remember it is because the haunt only lasted 1 year. So, So we will not be going to that haunt because it doesn't exist anymore.
I don't know. A closed haunt can be pretty spooky. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's in a strip mall. It's really,
Okay. Gotcha.
Here. Former Winn-Dixie. No.
So we did those and, we reached out to some of the other haunts. They were kind enough to donate shirts and tickets and things like that. So the whole bus tour is getting drunk on the bus and getting, we had contests and we were handing out free stuff. And it was just a party on a bus that stopped at a couple haunts.
I'm in. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. The drive might be a bit much for me.
So what I'm hearing is you're taking drunk customers to the haunts.
That's true. But we have considered that. We've considered that. The thing is, because I'm there providing entertainment, I'm also still I'm still in that line actor mentality of providing security. So I know if somebody's too drunk to go into the haunt. And we establish from the beginning of the night, we always explain to people, we know you're drinking, but remember, we're going to be going into haunts. These are our friends, first of all. Like, we know these people. we don't want you being belligerent. We don't want you abusing the actors. So if there's somebody that seems a little drunker than they should be, I'll kind of escort them and keep them on track. But we didn't have any problems with that last year at all. Everybody had a good time and everybody was good.
Right.
So, you know, again, it's, you know, I'm still providing that line security as we're on the bus.
As bad as the bus tour we did at Halloween and Haunt Fest, where we're doing the drinking on the bus on the way to axe throwing and doing an escape room.
Yeah.
So let's throw deadly objects and or try to solve lots of puzzles. There's no way this can go wrong.
Well, okay, so admittedly, the cooler of
beer
was supposed to be for after the events.
Yeah.
But that's not how it worked out.
Who was it that opened? Was it Tanner that opened it? I'm trying to remember who opened it.
No, he was at the front of the bus. That's right, it was somebody at the back.
It just sounds like a Tanner thing to do. But
oh, yeah. Yeah. I completely hear what you're saying. You know, don't serve booze to customers, but we're keeping an eye on everybody. And again, throughout the trip.
Don't serve booze to customers. Have you been to New Orleans?
Yeah. Well, you don't do anything in New Orleans without drinking.
No.
Exactly. Like,
isn't beer served at church?
Actually, yes. Sometimes it is.
Yeah, they have Bloody Marys that are not virgin.
Yeah.
Man, what a great town.
Yeah.
You like drinking, this is your place. I'm just telling you straight.
If you like drinking too much, you probably should stay away.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely will test your ability to limit yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it will not limit for you.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's not about not serving. It's just not letting overserved people come in.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I love how the House of Shock prevents overserving. They charge $8 a beer. So,
I bet you they sell a ton of beer.
Oh they yeah. do. That bar is always going, and I can't believe it. It's like, God damn. Oh man. But yeah, it's crazy. But no, I love the idea of this tour. So how many nights, is it just one night or is it three nights?
So last year we did one night and we sold out the bus. And so, you know, we talked about expanding it this year. And so we decided to run it three nights. So we're running it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's October 3rd. So Friday the 13th. And then October 14th and October 15th, we're going to be running. And we're going to 9 different haunts. Three haunts a day. And, you know, it's... You know, Terry and I had disagreements about about how much we were charging. I was saying we can charge more for this. He was like, no, let's just get people, you know, let's just have fun. Because I made a spreadsheet. you'll find this is a theme with me. I made a spreadsheet and looked.
Jake's made a spreadsheet, first time in history, never happened.
If anybody needs me to make a spreadsheet for something, let me know.
Did it have a pivot table?
But I figured out like what the cost of the VIP tickets would be for each haunted house. Plus, you know, obviously you're getting VIP tickets, plus you're getting the bus tour, plus free swag and stuff on the bus. There'll be raffles and drawings for free tickets to other haunted houses, or some of it, like if you're going on Friday, you might get a ticket for something that we're going to on Saturday. So there's all sorts of cool free stuff, and the price is actually less than you would pay for VIP. So if you were to pay VIP for all 300 houses, it's cheaper to go on the bus.
Yeah, because you're also getting the group discount, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're saving a little that way too. But
yeah, and that was you answered, I think, one of my questions I was about to come up with, which is the logistics. Yeah. We do a lot of haunt visits every season. God knows we drive hither and yon and all that, but three haunts a night, three nights in a row, that sounds like a logistical nightmare.
And part of it is there's definitely one haunt in particular that I'm really upset that we're not going to. And actually, the owner just gave me a hard time about it on Facebook the other day. Realm of Terror, I'm going to just throw it out there. Realm of Terror is an absolutely spectacular haunted house. The problem is it's so far north that we just couldn't make it work out financially this year because of the cost of the bus. To get up there and be able to do that, I think we were only really going to be able to hit two haunted houses because of that. So it just wouldn't work out. I encourage people that are in the Chicagoland area or even up in Wisconsin to make sure they go there because it's unbelievable. So the logistics were kind of difficult. And what we kind of looked at was is where things are located. So where can we go? What haunted houses can we hit in a general location without having to do, 40 minutes of traveling in between haunts? The fact is, it's impossible for anyone to do this tour. Like, even if you wanted to go to these three haunts, the same haunts we're going to, it's impossible to do it without VIP tickets.
Yeah.
You would not be able to go to Midnight Terror, Hell's Gate, and Dead Rising in the same night unless you had VIP, because you're going to be waiting and you're not going to have enough time to travel to the next place.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can do the House of Shock even with VIP because of the stage show and the time waiting there. Mm-hmm. So there's some haunts even with VIP, it's difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing that's helped us out with that, and I know House of Shock is very limited in what they can do.
Right.
Because of like you said, the stage show. A lot of the haunts have been really receptive of we're saying, like, look, when we get there, we have to go in. If there's, if there's any kind of wait time, we're not going to be able to make it to the next haunt. We're going to miss one of them. And everybody has been really cool. The folks at Hell's Gate last year were amazing because they were dealing with all sorts of, this was, when they were dealing with some of the logistical issues they were last year. But they made sure to take care of us because they knew that we had a schedule to stay on. And we've been in touch with the owners and the managers of all of the haunts on the tour. And everybody has been just super receptive and incredibly encouraging. They're sharing the event on their page. They're liking it and keeping it in the mix. We couldn't have done it without the relationships that we have with these different haunts.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Where do I go if I was wanting to join said tour?
So the bus tour, it's called Lost Souls Haunted Bus Tour. That's our Facebook page. And it's got all three events. We have them listed as three different events, but you can buy the tickets directly through the Facebook page or going directly to the events. Thank you for liking it, Crystal.
You're welcome.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought I liked it too, but maybe I didn't. I don't know.
She just did, though. It popped up on my screen.
Okay. You're welcome.
See, I did it previously.
So, yeah, I mean, you can buy the tickets. I mean, we put the ticket link up all over the place so you can go and buy the tickets. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're doing the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Friday night show is Midnight Terror, Hell's Gate, and Dead Rising, and that's going to be, I believe, $75.
Yeah, that's a really good price for three haunts.
I mean, again, if you go on their websites, look at the VIP price – add them all up, it's less than $75.
Yeah, I've got to say, if I were in the Chicagoland area, this would be on my to-do list. I would make sure that with our haunt build and everything, we had time to do this.
Yeah, if we take off a season, maybe we'll go up to Chicago. That seems like it's got a lot of things to do.
Yeah, and we're going to a lot of haunts. And like I said, Terry does a really good job of bringing in all the extra freebies and stuff like that. And last year we were giving out all these fun little like voodoo dolls and, black roses and fun things like that. And, and it's little stuff, but it's nice. He provided a really nice environment. I'm good at giving out insults for free. He's really good at giving nice things. So he did a great job with that. And like I said, this year, since we've expanded so much, we're getting tickets to all these different haunts. So like you may pay for three haunts on one night, but then the next night, if you want to drive up to another haunt, here's the ticket, you know?
Yeah.
We are looking at possibly, and I don't want to confirm it 100% just until we have it up. And of course we'll put it in the group. We are thinking about offering, a reward for anybody that, that buys all three nights. So it's, if we pull this off, it's going to be pretty significant, honestly.
It's $245 to buy all three nights per person.
Yeah.
But it's nine haunts.
It's nine haunts.
That would literally be for us about half to maybe two thirds of the haunts we go to in a season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In one weekend, one crazy, crazy drunken weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these aren't, you know, we're going to some of the biggest haunts in the area. This isn't like, you know, this isn't just some of the small ones. We are doing a couple small ones, but you know, Saturday night we're hitting Evil Intentions, Basement of the Dead, and Massacre, which all three of those haunts were on the top five for Haunted Chicago and Haunted, Haunted House Chicago.com and Haunted Illinois. All three of those haunts were top rated haunts. So, I mean, that's a huge night. I'm very excited for that night. Not that I'm not excited about the other ones. I am.
Right.
But I think, you know, I guess I kind of look at that one and I'm like, why would you not go to this?
Yeah.
Right. You're not gonna,
yeah.
Like haunted houses. Again, same deal. You're getting all three of these haunted houses for less than what you would pay if you were buying VIP tickets to each one.
Yeah.
And you get a ride.
And a quick piece of advice from me to anyone going on that tour, bring something to take notes on. You're going to want to remember stuff from each haunt. Be sure you have a way to jot down some of the highlights of your experience as you go.
You know, and that's something we're Terry and I are talking about too, is we really want to be able to provide the haunts with feedback as well. So kind of like, you know, little mini ratings. And again, like you said, not the scale. The scale doesn't do anything. A five-star scale doesn't do anything. It doesn't give feedback. But if people are talking about what was their favorite part, what was their least favorite part, that gives feedback to the haunts to know what they should improve on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think this tour sounds absolutely incredibly amazing.
Yeah.
I'm blown away by this idea. And like I said, this is – one of the advantages you have, since you're not building a haunt, is you can do things like this, and this is awesome.
Like I said, I'm trying to find ways to stay involved without, you know, giving up too much of my schedule. I'm still, you know, the baby's only 1.5 right now, so I'm still staying in daddy mode, and I can't focus my attention on.
I don't think you're going to leave daddy mode. I'm just going to warn you.
I think I'll be able to do other things besides always be in daddy mode. But right now I'm always in daddy mode.
Fair enough.
But I also want to just throw out there, because I'm trying to let everybody know where we're going. Sunday the 15th, we're going to be hitting 13th floor, Hairraiser Haunted Scenes, and House of Torment. So we'll be hitting both of the 13th floor haunts that night. Plus we're going to Hairraiser, which is a smaller community haunt. So I'm actually really excited.
Yeah, and it's worth noting it's Hairraiser, like what you shave with.
Right, yeah. Which, of course, you can see the name of it on the Lost Souls Haunted Bus Tour Facebook page. But I'm actually kind of really excited to see that, because it's more, you know, it's a community haunt. It's a low budget haunt. And I think that right now Chicago's got so many huge budget haunts that I haven't had an opportunity to check out the smaller places and see what they're doing. And I really enjoy seeing that, because I think, I don't know if we said it in the podcast or before the podcast, when you have no budget, you get creative.
We can't build it with 2x4s and plywood, we're probably not building it.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas a lot of these other guys, they have the buying power, so they can buy really fancy stuff. Which, you know, it looks beautiful and everything, but I love to see what people are creating.
And then put the wheel on the buzzsaw backwards.
Exactly. Just if you buy the buzzsaw prop, like the really big, expensive buzzsaw prop, make sure that the blade's pointed towards the person.
Oops. Anyone who's ever used a buzzsaw is going, that's not actually going to be very painful. That might be mildly annoying.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I know you guys have already been through haunts, so.
Yeah, it's always fun to see that, and it's like, wait a minute. But yeah, so definitely this is an awesome idea, and if I were in Chicago, I maybe someone in the New Orleans area can pick this idea up and run with it. That would be great if they
could. We don't have enough haunts.
And, you know, you can do bus tours to, like, Rise, 13th Gate, House of Shock, Mortuary, go across the Twin Spans, go to Slidell. There's a couple things. Yeah, we can make it work. I mean, we caravan with our actors, but yeah, you're right. There's a lot of travel involved in that, so we'll have to see.
Yeah,
but no, this is a great idea.
If we were in Chicago area, we would definitely go to this.
Definitely, this would be the easiest. I think $500 for the two of us that we'd ever have spent in our lives.
Yeah,
and you know, like I said, people really enjoyed it last year. You know, and we hope people enjoy it this year. We're not making a lot of money off of it. You know, we're taking a big risk as well. The buses are expensive. But you know, we're doing it because we love the haunted houses. And you know, I just think it's a fun. It was really fun. That's really what it boils down to. It was a lot of fun last year, and I was really excited to do it again this year. So
you know, if you can make money while doing something that's fun, that is the best life.
Yeah, and again, we're you know. I'm not going to be retiring after this bus tour.
No.
So, you know, even if we sell out the buses, we're not retiring anytime soon. So
no one's going to accuse you of retiring.
Yeah. But you know, people are going to get to see some really, really awesome haunted houses and,
cool.
and have a lot of fun.
That sounds great. Well, Japes, I appreciate you spending the hour with us. I know you're in daddy mode. I know you've got a schedule, so we'll let you go. But thank you for talking about your new Facebook efforts there. Both of them are awesome. And wishing them nothing but all the success in the world.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about them. I hope that, you know, as people hear about what we're saying, instead of just seeing it, they'll understand more of what we're trying to, what I'm trying to accomplish, especially with the Freelance Haunters page.
Yeah, both the Freelance Haunters page and the Lost Souls Haunted Bus Tour will be in the show notes, links to there. Also include a link to where you can buy your tickets because that's a different URL, but just to make sure everyone knows where everything is, it's going to be in the show notes. And so definitely join the group. No matter what, that's free. Join the group. And if you're in the Chicago area, hey, this is a brilliant idea. I think you should possibly do it all three nights. So just saying.
I agree.
Of course you agree. Japes, thank you again for coming. Any final questions before we clock out? Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Japes. Always a pleasure to have you. It's always such a thrill. I'm sure we'll speak to you again soon, probably after season, considering business is picking up for everyone, as the expression goes. But we will definitely touch base soon. But until then, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Japes.
Yes, and that's Japes.
I always jump in here.
Yeah, you do. You should. You need to. And you know what? I don't like you. I'm the jerk here. You know you. And this is Haunt Weekly, episode number, which episode are we on now?
94.
94. Episode number 94. We will see you guys next time.